My name is Matthew Mulder, originally from Florida, lived in Seattle for about 15 years. Typical American upbringing, very curious to hear stories different from my own, so excited to be here.
Yeah, my name is Ali Shego, and my gateway to the United States was Washington, D.C. area. I moved to Seattle in 1991, and I've been here since in August 1991, so that's almost 26 years.
So, Ali, very interested to hear, you know, your impression of America before you came versus the experience that you had, and what were the differences?
Well, so when I came to the United States, I was like around 20, 21. So as a young person, you have this kind of courageous idea of like you can succeed wherever you go. And so that kind of made it easy for me to transition in America. But what I was very surprised is how it was easy for me to be part of American society. And even though Washington, D.C. in the 80s was tough, and East Coast had different feeling than West Coast, where people over there is like more you are black or white rather than multicultural environment that we have in West. So I was able to, you know, to figure out how to to live in a way to survive in the 80s in Washington, D.C. as a black male. And that was the more challenging than being an immigrant.
Wow. I hadn't even considered that. Mm. One thing that you mentioned earlier, and somebody else, we got into a similar discussion, is your immigration experience in the 80s seems to be very different than an immigration experience that would happen now. Do you sense that, or how do you speak to people who are interested in coming to America, if at all?
So the American refugee system probably has been the same from 80s to 90s, but my pathway was not through refugee. I was more of my immigrant. Mm-hmm. I came here via, you know, F-1 visa. And then by that time, I knew that I was not able to go back to Somalia, and switched my status from as an F-1 student visa to asylee. And so my pathway is somewhat different than refugees that come in here. And what I see, like a Somalian immigrant in the 80s was harder for them than Somalian refugee coming in the, you know, 2017, because there's a lot of established Somalian community in different parts of the cities, whether it will be in King County or whether it will be in Minnesota or will be in Nebraska, Washington, D.C. So you come here, you have a lot of social support that can make you move forward rather than when you have a group of 10 young Somalians trying to figure out how to make America.
Yeah. When you came here, did you think that it would be permanently, or was it just primarily get an education and then you'll figure it out from there?
No, I never thought I was going to be here for this much, which is almost 30 some 40 years. And my idea was to stay here until things settle in Somalia, but unfortunately, instead of getting to the better in the 91, because of the civil war, this, you know, Somalia went into chaos. And at that point, probably maybe mid late 90s, I realized that this will be a home for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And what got you to Seattle?
And when I graduated from University of Maryland in 91, I had the opportunity to go on vacation. So I kind of say myself, okay, well, you're self-supported, you made it. This is your own, you know, vacation packet to yourself. So coming to Seattle around May, June, and that time the weather was beautiful. I felt like this was a good place to be. And just graduating from university to me was like where I'm going to be settling. So I made the intention to move here that time and to establish life here.
Yeah. And do you consider yourself a role model to other immigrants, or how does being an immigrant sort of play in your day-to-day life?
And once you are immigrant, you are like your brother keeper, you know. Then so I try to be a model in a ways by the way I behave and the way I do things. But not only benefit with Somalian communities or Somalian refugees, but also other immigrants. I mean, mm-hmm. I have a lot of, maybe connection in the ways of my, in how I end up in the United States to a lot of people who are different parts of the world. You know, like if you look at the immigrant from Mexican and I, we have something in common because we both face the process of getting established paper and still in the United States. So there's some connection there, and there's some underdog that you're trying to figure out. This group is underdog, just like you, how to help them move forward.
Yep. Any sort of stories that are top of mind, people that you've helped, or anecdotes, of circumstances of other immigrants?
And sometimes it's good to watch back and see, especially when you are in an education system, you will see the kids that you helped in ninth grade graduating and becoming successful and getting their own life. And, when I moved to Seattle, my intention was to have my own business, do my own things. But then I've been sidetracked because that time was late 92, that Seattle School District realized that they had a large Somali immigrant that's coming. They don't have a support and anyone who can help them with school district. So I end up working for Seattle School District and trying to figure out how to help that community. And so that turned out to be a profession for me and into the being in employment and training for all this time. So the first thing when I was working with school district, what I realized is that was when I met Somalian family, a young child, she was in third grade, they just moved from Iowa. And what they shared me was that she came as a refugee, but by third grade, she was able to be the number one spelling bee in their class as a third grade child. And then when the family came here from Iowa, they didn't stay long and they were moving to Atlanta. And I was like, what's the root cause of the family moving around? It was the way to establish for them to stay in Seattle was getting job and better job for them to stay. So kind of intentionally moved away from working school district into the employment and training. So I kind of figured out if I help the parents, then the child can get some stability. And so I started working with the parents and adults, trying to get the training they necessary they need, stay go in community college and get the profession they need. So that way you build a whole community by helping the mother or the father, you're helping the child, you're helping the trickle down to the money goes to the other community.
Yeah. I think that I've always considered myself progressive and open-minded, but it's one thing to think that, it's another thing to sort of sit one-to-one and hear other people's experiences, and it's always eye-opening to me how comfortable you can get in your own mind. So I've just been really surprised at the variety of the stories, and really the what you think is maybe an insightful question is really rather obvious. I'm curious as to what opportunities are here that aren't elsewhere, but that's kind of like hearing sort of the circumstances that people have to live through. Coming here, it's clearly going to be a better opportunity for them in a lot of ways. And the other thing, if I'm just observing a little bit, is that I'm heartened to see that everybody is generally having a positive experience. I think based on our last election cycle and the rhetoric, you get very afraid that everybody's just been painted with this sort of singular brush of taking advantage of a system when vilified. But it's nice to see that By and large, there's a long view to this, and you can see that, you know, and understand that we're much stronger as citizens than any sort of, you know, sound bites that are shared, you know, in the news.